welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where I watch 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons, and today is Wednesday, January 27th. My guest today is my friend and colleague from Secret Base, Kofi Yeboah. Kofi, thank you so much for being here and doing this very stupid thing.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We were just talking before this started, and you were worried that you hadn't seen the movie.
Yeah, I thought that this was, you would show a minute of The Irishman to anyone that has seen the movie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, this is anyone.
I'm locked in now.
Well, first of all, yeah, you're locked in. You can't leave. And yeah. No, this is just, I cannot do this alone anymore. The whole thing is in order for me to have a podcast, I thought that I had to punish myself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
rather than just be another asshole with a podcast, I needed to do something a little like self-flagellating. So this is my curse, and I need to now share it. I'm miserable doing it alone, so I need to share it with as many people as possible. So anyone, whether they've seen the movie or not, I need some help here in doing this like 1 minute at a time. So that's why
that's
you're
how
here.
That's how the best content gets made.
Yeah. So you have were you like avoiding this movie for a specific reason or?
No, I just really don't binge movies anymore. Honestly, I usually binge those limited series on Netflix, like Queen's Gambit.
Sure.
Or anything that involves like a Netflix true crime. I'll be like, all right, I'll stay up for this because it's just like, this is how America's justice system is all fucked up. And it's like, damn, another 8 episodes of the justice system letting people down.
Right.
It's like, fine, I'll watch it.
So you'll binge 9 hours of sexy chess, but 3.5 hours of gangsters was too much.
You mean I've seen Godfather. This just looked like the Godfather kind of, but they're all old.
Yes.
That's what it kind of just gave the vibe of on the trailer. I was like,
you're very close to the truth. You are very, very close to the truth here. And also, and I've talked about this a bunch, but the CGI is bad. So you could,
there's supposed to be CGI in this? What?
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, their faces were like CGI. Oh, this is perfect. Okay, great. Their faces were like CGI'd to be younger. So they filmed them as old dudes, but because it's flashback. Well, there's two flashbacks. I should also probably explain part of the movie. There's two flashbacks where we start in the present time, and then we go back to like the mid-70s, and then there's another flashback to the 50s.
So they're old, but the actors are so old that they have to make them younger so they can still be old, but not that old.
Yeah, basically, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hollywood,
and it's bad.
Man.
They spent millions of dollars on it. It was like an incredible. It was like Avatar.
Oh,
there were whole teams of CGI professionals on this to de-age them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you might see some of it here in this clip. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. The context is basically that De Niro is Jimmy Hoffa's like body man, and Jimmy Hoffa is being played by Al Pacino.
Okay.
And Al Pacino, they're in a hotel in Miami right now in this particular scene.
Right.
Because the union that Al Pacino runs is corrupt and was like giving money to real estate developers.
Is this is like the Teamsters and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know anything about the history? Because I truly do not. I feel really stupid.
So there's a BuzzFeed Unsolved episode on the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, perfect.
About the disappearance and like the Teamsters union. And now that you're on the same government watch list that I'm on, you're in this with me.
So, yeah. What do you remember from that episode?
There were just a lot of conspiracy theories on like what actually happened. Like, is he dead? Did the mob get to him? Is he in a different country? Or whatever, but I think he's probably dead by now. It's been like 50 years or something. It's been decades.
It's been a long time. It's been like 100 years. No one can say for sure. It's impossible really to know.
Yeah, if he's still alive, then you won, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, are you ready to watch this with me? I'm just going to...
Absolutely.
We're doing exactly 60 seconds, so I've got a little timer here and everything.
I love out-of-context movies. This is great.
Okay, I'm going to start it right now. So they just got to Miami.
Okay.
It looks like maybe this is some sort of union
rally.
Yeah, or a convention.
What year is this, Miami?
Kennedy was just elected, but is still alive, so I think it's like the early 60s.
We're going to get through this legal bullshit and garbage they're throwing
at us. The Kennedys are also coming for Jimmy Hoffa.
Booby Kennedy wants something
because
they're coming to see him, or they're coming later?
They're coming for him, like through the. I'll explain when. I'll explain when it's done.
He's not gonna get it.
I did not know this movie was based on real events.
Really? Well, real-ish.
And most.
But yeah, it's like based on like the people, the, like the characters are real people.
Right.
I did not know that.
Wow. Okay. That was a whole movie. That was it.
That was a minute.
Seth said the same thing yesterday. You really.
I understand why this was 3.5 hours, because it went by really quickly.
Yes, but it's also taking me fucking forever to get through it. So, okay, I think what we're seeing is like some sort of union rally. The Kennedy stuff that I was talking about was, from what I can put together, Kennedy is president and his brother is the attorney general, and they are coming after Jimmy Hoffa for, I think, this money, sort of like money I guess he's laundering money for the mob through the union.
Yeah, that's what... That's actually in the episode that I watched. That's actually one of the catalysts for his disappearance, I want to say.
Great.
I don't want to say that is fact, but that is what I think happens.
Because you're worried they'll come for you too, or
no? But I think that the key here is that Jimmy Hoffa isn't the person that he pronounces himself to be, especially at these unions and in the movie. I haven't seen the movie, but I assume that. That is what the movie is trying to portray. It's like that this guy is not who he says he is. He's a person in power, but he's also taking advantage of the people below him.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I had you on this show, because you just filled in a huge missing piece for me in terms of like what is happening right now.
This is why you watch the true crime docs, man.
I know. I should have probably just done that before. I've been trying to keep myself away from any Jimmy Hoffa related knowledge since I started this and just stick to the movie, but it's getting to be impossible.
I read into way too many conspiracy theories, like,
yeah,
because it's like just so, it's like what happened.
I'm kind of hoping the movie goes into maybe answering that question,
right?
Because that seems like where it's going, but I it's hard to know for sure. Also, so you didn't really get to see him do much. He's just sort of standing off to the side. But De Niro starts as an old man who's telling a story in a nursing home. But it doesn't seem like he's talking to anybody. So my theory is that we find out that he knows what has happened to Jimmy Hoffa. I'm going to be really upset if I already figured out this movie and I still have 2 more hours to go. But
maybe you think he's like talking to a journalist or something?
No, I think he's talking to himself. I think he's old and senile, and he still has this knowledge locked away in his brain, but nobody else knows to talk to him, because there's also a daughter involved here, and she's very young now, but she already is like giving him the side eye when she sees him like pull out a gun. Or like pack a gun before he left on this trip. He packed a gun in his suitcase, and his daughter saw it. And she's like, she's seen him do some other mafia stuff, and she's not thrilled about it. So I think she grows up and kind of like abandons him in this old folks home. And then he dies with the knowledge of knowing what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. That's my guess. That's my prediction.
So this movie is about, like, he's the only one with the information, the actual information.
Because he's, like Jimmy Hoffa's body man, but I'm not, So, yeah, and it keeps cutting back to him telling, like, narrating this story from the nursing home, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be revealed that he's just, like, mumbling to himself.
So, like, nobody would really, really know.
Exactly.
Also, like, you wouldn't really give that kind of information up like that, though.
No, for sure. No, for sure.
Right?
No, you take that to your grave. You take that to your grave, which I think is the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like he, it might be interesting. Like, you know how when like Citizen Kane's supposed to be the only person in the room or something,
right?
Maybe it's like a it's like a, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now that you've seen exactly 60 seconds and you have this previous knowledge from the BuzzFeed episode, does this make you want to go and watch the movie?
Yeah, it makes me want to watch the movie because I didn't know that Jimmy Hoffa was. Jimmy Hoffa was in the movie. I had no idea. I thought that The Irishman was a Martin Scorsese film where he just like gets the usual gang of
sure
stereo like the usual mobster actors and just made something new. I had no idea that this was about actually the '60s and stuff because the '60s and '70s was like such a fascinating time.
It's crazy. It's
because there's so much shit that happens.
So much shit, and it's so and for people our age who like kind of just missed it, or like I feel like my parents were also pretty young when this was happening, so they kind of were like, "Yo, yeah, I was like aware of all of this stuff, but I was like 9, so I don't remember." And they didn't, you know, they didn't have Twitter and shit back then to like really crystallize what was happening moment to moment,
dude. In the '60s, like assassinations were like normalized. You know, like think about like JFK gets assassinated. The person that assassinates JFK, in theory, gets assassinated,
right?
As well, his brother gets like. It's just like that's just a wild time.
It was absolutely wild. Although I feel like we're so. I was just watching him give this speech at this rally here in this scene that we were watching, and I got to be honest, he sounds a little Trumpy.
Hoffa,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like we're also living through some wild times.
That's fair. But also, this was also during the Cold War. I could not have imagined anything. I could not imagine living during the Cold War, man.
So there's also some Cold War stuff from earlier in the movie, which to me happened months ago. But he was... The Robert De Niro character was doing a job for Jimmy Hoffa... And it turned out that the truck that he was driving was being delivered to like an army base or something. And he was like watching these guys unload this truck with this huge crates of like military equipment and looking at it and probably thinking to himself like, oh, fuck, what did I get involved with? So there is a little bit of that, too. That's why Castro, you know, you saw when I was rewinding.
That's why I was on the TV. Castro,
yeah. The whole Cuban Missile Crisis had just happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I could not have imagined living during that time.
I can't imagine living during our time. So I feel like.
Oh, that's facts. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Have you seen Queen's Gambit?
I did. We just finished it the other day.
That's like also Cold War tied. I mean, everything that involved during those decades involved the Cold War at some time. I was like, okay, she's good at chess. And then four episodes later, it's like, you gotta beat these Soviets.
You gotta beat these Russians.
I was like, what?
Don't even look at him. Don't even talk to him.
I was like, what? What is happening?
I thought that was going to become a much bigger part of it. And then it turns out, no, the Russians just love her because she's fucking good at chess. And they respect that more than the army guy or the secretary of state or whatever.
At the end, they were all just like, respect.
Yeah.
Like even like the antagonists weren't even villains. They were just like, you know, I gotta hand it to you. You beat me.
Yep. It had that old school thing where like everyone's clapping and then the villain also like slowly starts clapping out of like begrudging respect for his opponent.
And I'm like, I don't think that's how that would have went down. I have no idea. But I was like, hey, great series. You sold me. I will watch this movie.
Great. I think you should watch it. Report back. Don't give me any spoilers because I'm probably not going to finish it for maybe another year. Honestly, if I go at this pace, I think it's going to take me to the end of the year to finish it.
Oh, wow.
Because I also took huge breaks like an idiot.
No, that's all right. Some breaks are sometimes necessary. Man.
I had to. Or I was going crazy.
It's 3 hours and 30 minutes. What is that? 210 hours?
Yeah, it's 210 episodes, 210 minutes.
Ugh.
Yep. So
unbelievable.
I'll let you know next January how I thought of what I thought of the movie. The goal is I'm going to finish it, and then the very last episode of this will be me rewatching it from start to finish in one sitting. And I'm really looking forward to that because this is like just buried in my little inconsequential moments are like buried in my brain now.
Yeah.
But thanks for doing this with me, man. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Let me know what you think when you finish the movie. I'm glad. And send me the BuzzFeed thing you were talking about, because that's going to, I think, give me some critical context here.
Yeah, I'll definitely send you that.
Cool.
That's going to be, I think that might, that might help you out.
Good.
If you feel, lost watching this movie.
I feel lost constantly watching this movie. So I think I need to, or maybe just the Wikipedia page. Maybe I'll just read the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet.
Do you think that this movie maybe was like, you probably know a little bit about this, but so we're not even going to address what's happening? Or,
I do think, so because Scorsese is so old, and I think this was made for older people, there are a lot of historical references that are just sort of thrown out there that if you don't know the story, like I don't, you get a little lost.
Be like, you know this, everybody knows this, and you're like, sitting here like 30 years old and you're just like, I don't know this at all.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. But it's a big learning. This whole thing is a huge learning lesson for me, big time.
Yeah.
The biggest lesson is I'll never do this again. but thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Anytime.